Welcome to this segment of Catholic Focus. I'm Joan Abistinski, your host, and today I'm honored to be joined by Sister Mary Catherine Rose. Thank you for being with us here on Holy Family Radio.
Well, I only say first, I'd like to thank God that I am here, and thank all of you because it's a beautiful gift, and I always enjoy being here, so thank you so much for this.
Well, for our listeners who are not familiar with what Hermit Sisters are, who they are, maybe you could talk a little bit about who you are, first of all, and what Hermit Sisters are, and what they do, and how they live. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk a little bit more about your upcoming event that you have coming up later in May.
Okay, fine. All right, I am consecrated as a Hermit Sister in our diocese, August 15th, praise God, will be the 32nd year. Now, hermits, there are those that pray alone with God, making reparation for our sins and those of the world. And there are many hermits in the world, and some of our saints, St. Catherine of Siena lived as a hermit, St. Benedict, St. Francis of Assisi, before the Lord moved them into the other areas that he was calling them to. But the hermits here, we have been blessed. I was the first hermit in it was actually August 15th, 1991. We do have four other women hermits besides me, and we do have some hermits in Fairfield that are priests. Two of them, I believe, are priests. And what we do is what I just said, make reparation for our sins, for our sins and the sins of the world. We pray ceaselessly. We are blessed to have our little hermitages where we live, that we have our chapels and we have our Lord to pray before. So that is an older vocation. Most of the people called to this vocation are 36 years and up. So even women that are interested and would love to get in touch with me to find out about the vocation, 36 and up. Why? Because it's a mature vocation. Spiritual warfare because of our life of prayer and making reparation. And I know there are those, I would say, even ones that don't like prayer. They're not happy, and they're not happy with the hermits. But it's a beautiful, beautiful vocation. We also have a group that can be formed of hermits in a colony of hermits. It's called a Laura, L-A-U-R-A. And that means that you live on the same land in your own hermitages with the Blessed Sacrament, if that is approved by the bishop. And again, you pray without ceasing. You come together on feast days, holy days, and Sundays, chant an office together, have a meal together, and maybe recreate for an hour. And of course, hermits have to be approved by the bishop. We are canonical under Canon Law 603. So you go through a process the way you do when you become a sister, and you meet the bishop. You have a plan of life that is inspired by the Holy Spirit that you live. And after a period of time, the bishop can decide to have you wait for 6 months or less to see how you're doing. But you are, until you make final vows, you do keep in touch with the vicar religious to see how you're doing. Then you are professed, and that is at Holy Mass, and you profess the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience with your own plan of life into the hands of the bishop, and you are consecrated. It's a beautiful, beautiful vocation, and we're blessed. Many dioceses have hermits now. The hermit vocation, or eremetical vocation, it's called, seems to be growing by leaps and bounds, and I believe it's because of the times we're living in. Our prayers are so needed at this time. So that is basically what we are about.
Well, I know, Sister, that the consecrated hermits don't receive any financial support from the diocese, but you're under the bishop's authority and guidance. And I know right now that you are in immediate financial need to keep your whole thing going, correct? So I know you have an event coming up in May. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, it is true that we are not financially supported by the church. Our bishop, we are under the bishop. We have to make our own jobs and finances come somewhere. So most of us, either if you're older, you're on Social Security. Many of us have gifts where we can work on at home in the hermitage and we can work on and doing computer things such as teaching and et cetera. But we have to be responsible for our own selves. Our 501c3 supports the vocation itself, promoting it, but also takes care of the hermitage, the expenses of the hermitage, our retreats, our books. So we definitely are in need of funds. And Alara, of course, is something that is in our hearts, that if God wants this to happen, that we will be able to have a colony of hermits. And it would be beneficial. Our Bishop Gaynor had once said that it would be a gift for the church, because the power of prayer, especially when you have more than one. So we'll see where God goes with all of that. So we are having a fundraiser. It's called the Flower Karma Hermitage is the name of the nonprofit, 501c3. And we're having a spring fundraiser. And this spring fundraiser really is going to be very special. We have, you may not have never heard of St. Char Bell, who is a Catholic Maronite saint, and he was a hermit, a monk, a priest, and a hermit living in Lebanon. He actually has performed, he's noted for his miracles, over 30,000 miracles. And we are blessed for this, because we have a wonderful expert, I call her, Dr. Ann Borak. She is a physician. She is out of St. Joseph Maronite Catholic Church in Phoenix, Arizona. And she knows all about St. Char Bell. So we had asked her if she would come. She wasn't able to come in person this time. So this will be live stream from St. Anne's Byzantine Catholic Church in Harrisburg, from their St. Anne's Church Hall. So that is something that we are very thrilled about. We are going to have the oils from St. Char Bell, and there will be a priest, of course. We have Father Taras, who is the pastor, and I'm hoping to get another priest from our diocese that will be there. And this way, you can be anointed or blessed with the oils. And we also have medals of St. Char Bell that would be given out to everyone. And Dr. Ann Borak, as I mentioned, was a Catholic physician, certified in internal medicine. She led a team of physicians in the investigation of God's miraculous healing of a blind woman in Arizona through the intercession of St. Char Bell, of course. Dr. Ann has recently founded the St. Char Bell Global Prayer Group, approved by His Excellency Bishop Elias Zaidan of the Maronite Catholic Church. The prayer group's mission is to grow deeper in devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist and Mary through the intercession of St. Char Bell. So those are the little tidbits that you're learning about what this is all about. And we also will have good food, and we will enjoy the time being together and learning. There's always something to learn. So I'm
praying. Didn't mention the date yet, sister. It's going to be May 24th. It's Wednesday, May 24th, correct?
Right. Wednesday, May 24th. And it's the doors open at 6 o'clock, but 6:30. So it's 3 hours, 6:30 to 9:30. And actually, that is on St. Anne's Catholic Church is on Locust Lane.
It's 5408 Locust Lane in Harrisburg.
Right, right.
And we have a link to your website, mm-hmm, on our website.
Right.
The website, your website, is flowerofcarmelhermitage.org.
You got it.
Correct. And that is linked on our homepage at Holy Family Radio.
Right.
Our website, 720whyf.com. That's the easiest way that you can find out about it. Now, the reservations, they need, because they have to plan for the food, so you have to have the reservations in by Wednesday, May 10th, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, we have to have a head count. We don't want anybody not getting food to eat. So it's important anyone interested really can contact, if you don't have a vocation, an invitation. If you don't have an invitation, you're welcome to contact me by my contact page or my email, and then we can make sure you get one. But we need, you know, information, and we need to know you are coming and how many, mm-hmm, so that we have room for everyone along with the head count.
Yeah, let's give your email. It's Sister sisterhermitess
right.
at gmail.com.
Right.
Let me spell that. It's S-I-S-T-E-R. Then it's H-E-R-M-I-T-E-S-S at gmail.com. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, that's the way that you can make sure that you email these people, let them know. Mm-hmm. And they're going to ask you for a donation at this thing, right, sister? Because the idea of this thing is to help keep your ministry going, correct?
Well, yes. I mean, the funds are needed to keep me and my hermitage and my vocation going. It is a 501c3. And because the diocese, the church, does not support us. So that's to take care of our retreats and take care of the needs of the hermitage itself, plus support the vocation. We hermits take care of our own self, and we all have to have some means of financial resources. So that is the vocation. It's an old, old, old vocation. We have St. Anthony of the Desert back in the 300s. So we're very blessed, and I pray to come and join us and see and enjoy this. Learn, you know, we never stop learning. I'm still learning about St. Charbel. So come and learn and see what we all are about. If you're interested in the vocation itself, come and learn about that, and also about the particular Lara and land and colony of hermits. If the Lord would bring that about, it's his choice if he brings it about. So we trust in God because he's in control.
I know for me, I've been to several of your events, mm-hmm. and they're informative, and they're also great fellowship opportunities.
Oh, absolutely.
You get to meet people that right. you don't know from around the diocese, mm-hmm. around the area that you don't necessarily right. know. Right. And we're all there to learn about our faith. We're right. all there to support, you know, your ministry. Right. And it's one of those things where I think we all need to understand that, you know, all the praying that the hermits do mm-hmm. is out of their kindness and their generosity. And we need to have that same kindness and generosity mm-hmm. when it comes to supporting your mission, right?
Absolutely. So I thank God for this opportunity. I truly hope to see all of you. It's a wonderful chance to evangelize.
Well, we have to go. We've run out of time, sisters. Thank you for being here with us at Holy Family Radio.
Thank you. God bless you all. See you soon.
Welcome to this segment of Catholic Focus. I'm Joan Ebestinski, and I'm joined in the studio right now by Crystal Carmen Stevens. She's one of our volunteers here at Holy Family Radio, and we're doing our spring pledge drive. It's that time of year again. We have lots of listeners, and we're trying to get more of our listeners to be supporters here at Holy Family Radio. Twice a year, we come to you, and we ask you to support Catholic Radio here in Central Pennsylvania. Crystal, our theme this year, we're all about Mary. May is the month of
May
Mary,
is
right?
the month of Mary, and our spring pledge drive is dedicated to Our Lady. So, listeners, please select a day in May to honor Mary with a pledge that'll help us to continue to spread God's word. You can call us and make your pledge today at 717-525-8110, or you can contribute online at 720whyf.com.
Yeah, we need your support right now. I know as we're doing this, we know that all of our expenses are going up. Everything is inflating in cost. Well, our costs here at Holy Family Radio are also going up. We have lots of fees that we have to pay for licensing and all those kinds of things. And I'll tell you, when we started the radio station 22 years ago, who would have thought it was going to be this expensive to run a radio station? So we know that we have lots of listeners out there, and we would like to have more of them become supporters here at Holy Family Radio.
Yeah, I think people don't realize how important these fundraising pledge drives are. They really keep us on the air.
Yeah, your support for Holy Family Radio is really vital to keeping this apostolate going as we approach our 13th anniversary. In August, we're going to be celebrating our 13th year on the air. Holy Family Radio actually began 10 years before that. It took 10 years to raise the funds before we were able to obtain a radio station, and now we've been on the air. It'll be 13 years in August. So, I mean, we need to have your funds coming in order for us to stay on the air. I mean, we're really proud of the fact that so many of our listeners have become supporters, and these listeners, we feel, have become part of our family, and we're happy that they made that decision. So why don't you join them today at 717-525-8110. That's our phone number here. It's 717-525-8110. We have volunteers that are waiting to take your calls right now.
Wonderful. So what's it worth? I mean, can you really place a monetary value on your Catholic faith? I mean, it's really hard to do. I know that I like to spend money on streaming services and lattes. Maybe you do too. And maybe you could not have a latte two times a week and give us that $10, and you could maybe give us a recurring monthly gift of $10 a month.
Yeah, I know. And I'd like you to also maybe think about the first time you experienced Holy Family Radio and what it means to you. You know, reflect on all the things that Catholic Radio does to support and promote our Catholic faith. We're here to not only get the word out about our Catholic faith, but we try to educate our listeners, our family members, and we try to encourage our Catholic listeners as well as our non-Catholic listeners to be faithful. And so we feel like we have an important role here in Catholic media. So we're hoping that you step up to the plate and join us in our apostolate.
Yeah, if you're enjoying these programs from EWTN, you should call us at 717-525-8110 or go to our website and donate at 720whyf.com. Because Holy Family Radio, it's a reliable, dependable, and trustworthy place where you get really concrete Catholic news, talk.
And information.
And info, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we know that we have a lot of our listeners are listening online. And so we're asking you, if you're listening right now, if you're listening on your computer, on your laptop, or using our free mobile app, you know, we're asking you right now to step up to the plate, not just the people that are listening to us over the air. A lot of people that are in outlying areas may not have our signal very strong, so they're listening to us via the internet. If you're one of those people right now, go to our website, 720whyf.com, click on that donate page, and you'll be able to securely make your pledge on there. It's quick, it's fast, it's secure. We need to have you right now become part of our family.
Yeah, our listeners say they love learning, that they love learning about our Catholic faith. They want something that's substantial, something that's not just here today and gone tomorrow. I mean, with us, you can expect credibility. You can hold us to the highest standard. If you're curious about our faith, there's no better place to go than here at Holy Family Radio. So help us to continue our mission of bringing our faith to the airwaves here in Central PA.
Yeah, our listeners love learning. That's one of the things that when we talk to our listeners, they tell us they love learning and they love learning about our Catholic faith. They want something that's substantial. They want something that is not just here today and gone tomorrow. They want something that is credible. And they hold us to the highest standard here at Holy Family Radio and EWTN. So if you're curious about your faith, there's no better place to go than Holy Family Radio. We're really proud of the programs that we produce here locally, as well as EWTN's programming. EWTN is the biggest Catholic media network in the world, and we're happy to be part of it. We're part of 500 radio stations in the EWTN Global Radio Network, and we're happy to be part of that family. So help us continue our mission of bringing our faith to the airways here in Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because you know that listener-supported means member-supported. So we're asking you to become a member of our family right now. We know that we have lots of listeners out there who can make a difference. Some people feel that we're only looking for large donations, and that is absolutely not true. We'll take a donation in any amount, whether it's a one-time or a monthly gift. Everything is appreciated to help us to continue to spread the gospel in Central PA.
You know, maybe we should give the web address and the phone number one more time.
All right. That's 720WHYF.com, 720WHYF.com. Our phone number is 717-525-8110. And don't forget, download our app in the App Store or in the Google Play Store.
Yeah, that's really a place that you can listen to Holy Family Radio wherever you go. I do a lot of traveling to see my family around Pennsylvania outside of our listening area, and I know that I can listen to it in the car or wherever I'm at by using that free mobile app that we have. We've had lots of success with that. We developed that about a year and a half ago, and everyone tells us it's really a great way to listen to the radio station.
It's a lot clearer.
It is. And I'll tell you, we always talk about family here. You know, one thing about families share together. They share love as well as sorrow in good times and in bad times. Families make us crazy sometimes, but in the end, they're what bring us together, and we have a richer life because of our family. The people who love WHYF and who listen are a part of our family. And whether or not you realize it or not, you're part of our family, and we pray for you. Like all families, we need to support each other. So Holy Family Radio belongs to us, and it's our responsibility to make sure that that we're doing whatever we can to keep the gospel on the air here in central Pennsylvania. Sometimes I think some of our listeners just take us for granted.
Yeah.
And, you know, what happens when we take things for granted, sometimes they go away. And we can't let that happen here. Holy Family Radio, we're an important part of bringing the gospel to our area here in our diocese of Harrisburg.
Yeah.
So I forgot what diocese we were in for a minute.
And if you were at our benefit dinner, you would have really felt that family vibe. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely wonderful. It was a great evening. So if you weren't there, I'm sorry, but we're still accepting that $100 donation.
That's right. Yeah, one of the things that sometimes people forget is that, you know, Holy Family Radio is an important part of people's lives who can contribute.
Very true.
And maybe you're a person who can. And so we have a lot of people who are retired. Maybe they're on fixed income. We have people who listen in nursing homes. And so those people, you know, we're not asking for contributions from them, but we are asking from a contribution from you if you can do it. So if you're thinking of reasons why you shouldn't pledge, get them out of your mind. I mean, some people say, oh, somebody else will do it. No, we need you. Some people say, well, we don't have time. Well, it only takes a few minutes.
Yeah.
Really, it's a quick time.
Only takes a few minutes. And even if you've pledged in the past and you're like, I just did it last year or the year before, we still need your help. We still need your help.
Yeah, and like you just said earlier, some people just don't realize how important these fundraising events are.
Yes.
And we know that you don't like listening to them, okay? We are not preempting any of our EWTN programming to do this month, and because we know that people tune in to hear those important programs, and different people have different favorite shows. We're not preempting anything. So we're asking you during these short amounts of time here, in between, just asking you to please become part of our family.
Yeah. What did Mother Angelica always say? Put EWTN between your electric bill and your water bill, something like that?
Yeah, she always said that. And, you know, I always think about, you know, how Holy Family Radio began. It was just Holy Family Radio began as an idea in two people's, our founders' heads, and they prayed a lot about it, much like the way Mother Angelica did when she started EWTN. So we have a similar path in that respect.
So this is the month of Mary. This is our pledge drive. We are asking you to help us to continue our mission, which is to bring the faith to central Pennsylvania. For our love of Mary and her love for us, that is our motto for this month. So please think about giving us a continuous year-round donation, $10 a month, $20 a month, $500 a month if you have it.
Yeah, I think, you know, people also forget the fact that we're the only Catholic radio station here in central Pennsylvania. We're the only place that you can hear authentic Catholic programming from EWTN and our local programs. We're reliable, we're consistent, we're dependable. So now can we depend on you? Stay connected with your faith by listening to Holy Family Radio. And be a part of our family by making your donation right now.
You can call 717-525-8110 or go to our website, 720whyf.com.
Yeah, and I also just want to also remind people that we do have three ways to listen. One way is on the air, 720, and we're on the air during daylight hours. If you want to listen to us once the sun goes down, you can listen to us on our streaming. We stream 24/7 on our website, 720WHYF, and our free app that we talked about a little bit earlier. So those are the three ways you can listen to Holy Family Radio. And if there are any Knights of Columbus out there that want to invite us to a meeting, and we will be happy to talk to you, to your council, about Holy Family Radio. Give us a call at the station. We'd like to come out and talk to your group. Or if you have another group in your church, and I'm talking about Catholic Council of Women, those kinds of groups in your church, we'd love to come out and visit in the parishes, and we'll do a little short presentation about Holy Family Radio. Let your parishioners know about us, because a lot of people, surprisingly, even though we've been on the air for almost 13 years, don't even know about Holy Family Radio. So one of the things I want to ask you to do is tell someone today about Holy Family Radio, because if you help us to get listeners, that's going to help us bring that message of the gospel to Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, where else are you going to get local Central Pennsylvania news from a Catholic viewpoint?
Yeah, we have a lot of great local shows where we try to cover all those local kind of things. Well, Crystal, we're out of time, so we gotta say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Holy Family Radio.